It's becoming a more and more common theme. A government, big or small, gets breached and completely locked out of all of their systems. The hacker, sometimes very organized or sometimes not so much, demands a large sum of money to restore access. Best case scenario, you pay the ransom and you're done. Worst case, you never get access back and your systems and any sensitive citizen data goes with it. Welcome to State Scoop's recorded virtual roundtable today, where we're talking about how governments should protect themselves against the threat of ransomware and what it means for governments to do business. Our first guest today is Peter Tran. He's the General Manager and Senior Director for RSA's Advanced Cyber Defense Technology Practice. Peter, thanks so much for joining us today.
Always good to be here.
We're also joined by Peter Liebert, another Peter. He's the relatively newly appointed Chief Information Security Officer for the state of California. Peter, thank you for joining us today.
Pleased to be here. Thank you very much.
And today's roundtable is sponsored by RSA Security. And with that, let's get started in the questions. Peter Tran, I want to start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of ransomware and kind of the context of the issue and really how we got here in this new digital age?
Ransomware actually has been around for quite a while. It's about 25 years old, believe it or not, and it's just really hit the mindshare across media of a number of high-profile breaches, or breach meaning ransomware hitting the target, their intended target. So as far as background are concerned, ransomware in itself is just code. And it's the intent of the code to either lock someone out of being able to access their computer and or the data itself. So over time, it's a fair exchange, right? It's you pay me for access to your terminal or you pay me for access to the data itself. And it can be anywhere from an individual that says, hey, you know, I really value my family photos. If you want your family photos back, you're going to have to pay $100. And you're going to pay via this method. Or it could be a state, local police department, and they're locked up as far as their system of their criminal history record checks. Or most recently, or just not most recently, in the last year itself, Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital. And that was clearly in the news where patients' lives or records or the data itself in the healthcare system is being held up. So that puts patients potentially at risk, and it puts a greater system at risk in that respect. So we've evolved quite a bit, and with ransomware, the sheer scale is mind-numbing at a certain point. I mean, there's over 1.5 billion variants of malware in circulation to date. That's roughly in the last 3 years, 500 million new reported variations of malware. So the code intent itself can be ransomware, or it could be retooled. So the cyber criminals now are treating this very much like a business. So you have toolkits that can be bought and sold in the open market. You could have what they call ransomware as a service. So we've gone from very mom-and-pop shop type from 25 years ago to a full-scale, very profitable type of a model where cyber criminals can make quite a nice living from.